Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is a Some of You show, and my name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hey, girl.
Hello.
Hello.
I literally just woke up. Literally just woke up.
Wake up, little Lisa. Wake up.
Oh, man. I rearranged my room, like, in the wee hour. I started it last night, and it was late, and I didn't finish it until, like, you know, 4 o'clock this morning.
Well, there you go.
Putting the sheets on the bed and stuff. Like, I was, like, doing laundry.
You did it all night.
So, oh. And then...
she made it nice.
Oh, my gosh. I woke up. I turned off my alarms, and I fell back asleep. And
of
I guess I had some dreams.
And you had some sleep. That sleep is the deepest when it's...
Oh, my gosh.
Twilight. Oh, my God. Then it's you're just in a coma, and then you're just hallucinating. Like, who gave me the, you know, hallucinogenics? What is that drug? Ayahuasca. You know what I'm talking about.
Ayahuasca.
Who gave me that? Who put that in my drink?
Oh my gosh. Well, and then you know, with Sophia who had done something and was meowing at me. Like, oh, you're so good. Thank you for reminding me. Not only that you were hungry.
She's like, don't you have a show to do? You know, I am the third co-host. And you're not...
So I can't co-host on an empty stomach.
Cannot be a co-host on an empty stomach. And, you know, I have an audience, too.
Right.
I'm sure she has her own fan base that we don't even...
I'm sure she does. Yeah, but this dream was one of those not quite as common as you would think. It was something where I was in my old high school band, so that is actually a common theme, where I'm in the band. And now this was more like because of the person in it, the people that I saw in it, there's a friend of mine who played, who also played trumpet, and he is a year older.
That's what you played?
I played trumpet. Yeah, I played trumpet for 7 years from middle school and high school. I played trumpet. And I was in the marching band. Loved it. And he came in. He was a year older, and he was really, really good. So I was hearing we were all playing, although, you know, remembering this part of the dream, he was getting ready to do his solo, but it was interesting because usually when you're playing solo on the field, you're literally solo. You're just up front. You step away from the formation and you go up front and you do your solo. But in this case, he wasn't really stepping out front, but everything was a little different in a dream. I was looking to my left and, I felt like I was on the field, and he wasn't that far away, but he was separated somehow by like a gate of something. So maybe he was in the stands, but he was getting ready to play a solo that sounded familiar. Like, I know this. I remember this piece. I remember we all did this, and, you know, we played so many. Like, that was one of the benefits of playing trumpet, and especially if you were, like, playing first chair music, was that normally you just trade out various solos for the season, you know, whoever really won the solo. But he was so good. I remember because he transferred in, and he was such a nice guy too. So yeah, here he is playing the solo, and I'm getting ready to play because it's one of those, like, not a really long solo, but one where he starts off and then the rest of the band comes in. And I'm looking at on my right side at some point, not even in a formation that I can understand, but another one of our trumpet players, who's my year, he was one of my dear friends as we were going through, band together, middle school and high school. He also played trumpet. So I just had my eye on, like, both of them thinking, okay, you know, yeah, we're all in here playing. And I felt like my trumpet, because I knew it wasn't back in high school, but it was like we were in high school, that my trumpet was like the valves, there's only three valves. The valves were a little rusty. And so I was, like, you know, preparing, trying to get it ready. And I'm like, wow, I should have put some oil on these or something. It was a little rusty. They were sticking a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, here I am thinking, I think I know this song, and I'm, but I don't. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, a lot of times we would memorize our music, but sometimes we didn't. We had our music on us, and that's usually the out of all the things that happen on these dreams, these recurring dreams,
mm-hmm.
is that I'm on the field, I'm with the band, but the music I don't have.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But this one, it sounded like a very familiar tune, and I think I remembered it, but I wasn't really sure. And then my valves were sticking. Like, well, crap! don't play too loud, because I don't know if these, you know, the fingering, the notes were going to be right, you know, because of the valves were kind of sticking halfway.
Mm-hmm.
And then I woke up and I'm like, oh,
okay,
I gotta get to my show.
All right, I'm ready for you. So,
okay,
interesting, because you were talking about these two different people. So the
mm-hmm.
person that is a year older, it's actually they're all you. The person that's a year older, it's kind of talking about you in about a year from now.
Ah.
Okay. The person that you are talking about that you're very close to, and, you know, you had to go and be in formation and play, and the tune was familiar, it's you right now. So what's good is that the valves are sticking, but they're not stuck. Do you see
right.
what I'm saying?
Right.
So sticky is better than stuck. And that the tune is familiar. So it's like, you know this. We might know where we would like to go or what we have to go through or what, you know, where we have to navigate. And sometimes it feels like we're swimming through Jell-O. But it's familiar and we're up for the task. We'll muddle through it. However, we, you know, even if it's not as elegant as we'd like, what is,
mm-hmm.
you know, we will muddle through this to use the metaphor, to march to the beat of our unique drum.
Mm.
So that there was a level of comfort, and you really, you've had other dreams where you were kind of like overthinking. You really weren't over, you were thinking, but you weren't thinking
mm-hmm.
as much as you normally do. You were not at full capacity, because your capacity is very extreme. Your full capacity for thought is extremely extreme. So I think it's really showing gentle progress. And the fact that I really feel that this is like predicting that a year from now, that was your higher self, that you're getting ready to do your solo, and you're stepping away from formation, literally.
Mm.
And that's why in the dream, this person was a year older than you. The other person, I'm guessing, is around the same age?
Yeah, he's my year.
There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
That's what I got.
Well, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Girl, you good.
I know, right? We just see what happens when you do a show for almost 7 years. You dream analysis, mediumship, who knew? Numerology. I mean, that's you. But you know what I'm saying. It's a joint venture.
Well, I really appreciate that. It was because I feel like I was only asleep for maybe a minute or two, but because between turning off the alarm.
Oh yeah.
Well, it's a little bit longer than that. But
time doesn't exist when you're in that space, so it feels like 30 seconds, and it's like 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But to have that that recurring dream,
mm-hmm.
There's that feeling of, oh man, is it going to be like, you know, this again? But
no, it's progress.
Yeah. Yeah. And then I feel like last night when I decided to move things around in my room.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It's because I was tired of kind of having to shift around. I mean, I have just a lot of stuff in my room.
Right. And you I'm sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but energetically, you probably, like the word makeshift comes to mind. Like you were like, no, I'm not doing makeshift anymore.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, there's still things to be put away, but formationally, like I moved the bed, I moved everything. I moved everything, and because I didn't think in the beginning, I kind of kept things fairly the same. Mostly, I didn't like that bed being shoved up against a wall,
right.
One whole side of it. So I moved that, and that's why I was thinking, this is such a small room. But I kept imagining in my mind, I really think there's going to be room for this. And I didn't, I was thinking, oh, I got to move everything out.
Right.
I got to move things. And I'm like, no. Surprisingly, maybe not so surprisingly.
No, there you go.
Everything fit.
Yep.
And there was room, and I think it was getting rid of some of these old ideas. Oh, I need to get rid of old ideas. Yeah,
I like that.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It was like having to get off on the right side of the bed. There, you know, just everything was supposed, you know, in my mind that's how it's supposed to be. But I'm like, no, I'm tired of being jammed up and not having any other options.
And the thing
so.
Is, you don't know any. Sometimes you don't, listen. I wrote that book. So I should write the book. Sometimes you don't know any different.
mm-hmm.
Right. And then you realize, oh my God, there's breathing room.
Right.
Good for you.
Right. Yeah. I mean, Sophia was watching me all last night. She's like, "What are you doing? What's going on here?" And so we got a different, she was still kind of like, I don't know about all this, but you know, she was waiting for me to settle in finally. I guess it was early this morning. And she just, you know, she's helping me out. So I appreciate it.
Yep. She woke you up.
And it's interesting. Same room, different perspective. And
I like that.
I like it. Mm-hmm. I like it.
That's good. That's an accomplishment,
anyway.
and you just push through, and that's the whole. That's great. That really is progress.
Thank you.
There was no procrastination. There was no overthinking. That's good.
Yeah.
That is. I'm very proud. That's really, really good. No, let's see what happens. See, you're gonna remember, like, oh yeah, summer of 2018, and I had that dream in 2017, and I am stepping out of formation, and it's not a Beyonce video. Okay. Speaking of pop music, because I have kids, this freaking song now can't get out of, not formation because that's old, but Despacito.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my
God.
That
would be like 3 months ago. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, forget about it, because it's all like my young son listens to, who's going to camp right now. I'm going to say goodbye. I'm going to peek.
Bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. I love you. Say bye to the people.
Bye, guys. Have a good show.
Bye.
Bye, darling.
Bye,
I love you. Bye. Give me a kiss. Okay, bye. Okay, bye. Bye. Be careful. Bye. Love you. Bye. Okay. All right. One down, one to go.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, that song, that was on heavy, heavy, heavy rotation while we had our construction crew going, and it was
That's all you probably heard. Yeah.
I heard it all. I really liked it,
it's
too.
A good song, but you got to, like, come on, people. Like, don't play it all
at
the time.
At one point, and I think what they were listening to in the beginning was just a straight-up, you know, version. And then at some point, you know, Justin Bieber had to get in on the mix.
He had to colonize it and everything, of course.
and I didn't download that version because I remember hearing the original.
No, I like the original, the Daddy
song.
Yankee. I think it's Daddy Yankee.
Yeah,
it's Daddy
Yankee.
Yeah.
You're right. So I'd done a wine tour where one of the participants, this is like her mother's age, everyone like in their 50s, late 50s and early 60s, they were all doing this birthday party. And she tagged along with like one other daughter she was in her 20s. And she was requesting a song from the other younger person. And I'm like, oh, I know that song. She's like, oh, you see, because she had like done some traveling down in South America. And that was a big deal. It was a big deal there. So, yeah. And then I remember hearing it. I was out with Anna and the kids, and somebody was playing it. I'm like, I know that song. Don't know all the words, but don't wait too much longer because they play it so much. I mean, I was playing it so much. So I, because I had it, I had downloaded it. And now that it, yeah.
Now everybody's
so.
Playing it. You go into any store, it's like, here we go. Okay.
Yeah.
At McDonald's, there we go.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, I know.
It's funny. But anyway, it's
but it,
fun.
But it is
the kids
really,
love it.
I get it.
It's
I
a good
get
song.
It. Some, there's something very, it's a good song. It's an appealing song. And it's at that saturation point now
exactly.
for me.
It's a summer, it's a song of the summer. But at least that's better than, okay, now this is turning to like a, you know, pop music show because that's what we do. Oh, the song that I wanted to just throw any electronic device playing the song out the window was that Carly Rae Jepsen.
Oh, gosh.
Call me
baby.
Don't call. It's like, you know what? Don't call her. Hang up on her. Don't talk to her. She don't want, nobody wants you. Oh, my God. That one,
oh,
Call Me Maybe, what, that, and anything Taylor Swift. I'm like, oh.
Well, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Anyway, so I can deal with little Justin Bieber. I would rather than Call Me Maybe, whatever the hell she's screaming about.
I actually think that Justin Bieber found her.
Oh, actually, he did discover her. That's funny. That's funny that
yeah.
she came out. Right, that's funny. And why do we know this? Why do we know? Why do we both know this?
I you know, I listen to the radio, too. I listen to it. And, yeah.
Our fingers on the pulse.
we're just checking the pulse. Is it?
We're just
are
checking the
yet?
Pulse of what's
out
there.
We're
fingers on
the
pulse.
The pulse.
Just checking the pulse, people. My God.
Oh. But you do wonder about some of the formulas of how some of these songs are produced, and why is that so catchy? Because you have those songs that are guilty pleasures.
Right.
That you don't want to admit that you will sing along to it, even though, you know, because it's really not cool to sing along to it, but everybody else is doing it too.
Of course.
A lot of those songs fall into that category.
Yep.
Well, Despacito is interesting. You could probably sing all the words because you're
I could sing a little
Hispanic.
Bit. Yeah.
But, I'd have to look at them and read them out loud, and hopefully I can sing them fast enough. But Daddy Yankee version, he's
oh yeah, I can't
talker.
Even keep up with that. I can barely understand what he's saying. I understand like 70%. I'm like, okay, that's enough. We know the message of the song.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's okay.
Much.
Yes. We can figure it out.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's funny.
There was something about music too that I was going to talk about, but now I can't remember. So.
Well, it's interesting with your dream, you know, like you did play the trumpet for 7 years, and it's about, you know, music is a creative expression. And it's like, okay, you're knowing your part with creative expression. So that might be also something else in addition to stepping out of formation, not overthinking things, major life change. Don't know what that's going to be like within the next year, which I rarely talk about time. But I think this dream really kind of cements that, and it makes sense because this has been underground. It's funny. I'm getting for about 6 years now, and then you think a year from now that's seven. Now I didn't pre-think that. I didn't premeditate that. That just came out. So.
Mm-hmm.
So what's been, you don't have to say it, but 6 years ago, so in 2011, was that, you don't have to get specific, if you think back to 2011, what's the first thing emotionally, you don't have to be specific about narrative, but just the first thing emotionally that comes to mind, just intuitively, about a challenging or emotional 2011?
Tired. I remember being tired. I was in the midst of my fraternity stuff.
There you go.
My big duties. I had just finished a year of being in that leadership position at a higher level, and knowing that I liked it, but I could only do it for another year. Like I had to find an exit strategy.
I remember that was so.
Yeah.
It's just so consuming.
Yeah. Yeah. So you said 2011. I'm like, oh, that was Alpha Phi Omega. That was my in between, you know,
that's
that final
thing
year.
That came. That's the first thing that came to you, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah, because our big conference, our big national mm-hmm. conference was in 2010, and that took all my energy.
Oh.
And that's when I knew that I had to get my life back. As much as I enjoyed it, to some degree, otherwise I wouldn't be doing it at all. But it was too consuming, and if I didn't have an exit strategy, I'd be doing this for another two years.
We were talked about it a lot. Like it weighed so heavily on you. So that makes perfect sense. And it's very interesting that, your point of arrival, or point of destination, I'm getting because of the dream that it's going to be within the next year, but the movement toward that is going on now. So mm-hmm. it's very interesting, to say the movement towards that, and you were moving, you're adjusting and adapting to your space, which is very interesting. You're shifting things.
And that was a really neat feeling because
it feels good.
There's still a lot of stuff in that room. I did have to move a lot of things around without taking over that entire hallway because it's a narrow hallway. But I could feel my guys were like, no, we got this. It's all good. It'll be fine.
That you push through is so impressive.
I would say in terms of moving stuff, it was actually easy. Like the shifting literally was easy.
Well, see, that's the whole point because it was effortless. See, that's what people need to understand.
Right.
Right. Like there doesn't have to be toil or struggle, and it doesn't matter if it took 20 minutes or 20 hours. The fact that you pushed through has nothing to do with how much time it took or how difficult it was. You pushed through. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything kind of lined up. I order a lot of my cleaning supplies through this company it's a wellness company that I'm in, and I had ordered some laundry stuff. I'm like, oh my god, I have to do laundry at some point, and I kind of let it run out. I'm like, oh, let me get some more. So because I really like the product, so. Let me get it. It finally arrived yesterday, and that's when I'm thinking, oh, I can finally, change out my sheets and do all the stuff I need to do. And just feel like I always have a huge load of laundry. It's only just one big load of laundry, but it feels like a lot. So I got that in motion, and then I stripped the bed, and I'm like, since all the sheets are off and everything's off, and I should start moving some stuff around.
Ah, there you go.
So I started doing that. And also yesterday, we got rid of an old freezer that my aunt had.
Oh, finally. That's great.
It had been.
Yeah, I know. We know about this. Right.
This freezer has been, in the middle of this, kind of dining room, kitchen area.
So you really opened up a lot of space.
Yeah, the construction workers had to move it because it was in that back room that they were demolishing.
Right.
And I remember the time because there was so much stuff. I'm like, I can't move this. And I don't want her to try to move it either.
No, you guys could really injure yourself, sure.
Right. So they moved it, and then it just sort of sat there. And I think it's because at the beginning she wanted to keep it. I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're going to keep this freezer.
I remember that conversation. Right.
And then at some point she remembered reading, seeing a little insert with her power bill saying, the power company will if your freezer or refrigerator is of a certain size, they will get it for you, recycle it, and they'll pay you like $35 or whatever for
hello
it. Because they can they had all these different benefits. I'm like, okay, we're probably stripping it from copper, whatever they're doing, I don't know. She had been on me about, can we schedule this? And I'm like, okay. But I was just trying to think, again, overthinking, that we have so much stuff here still. Like, how are they going to get to it? And then I thought, let's just figure it out.
There
so,
you go.
I called in, or didn't call. I did everything online because I hate calling.
Yeah,
I hate
that's
calling.
What
and I'm like,
see what you did? You put things into, you just put things into motion, and God handles the details.
Right.
Yeah.
So that was they had a pickup time for like a week and a half from that point. So well, that's how long it's not going to pick up tomorrow.
Yeah, and then you know, okay, then you work back from there. It's like, okay, I have this amount of time and.
Right.
Yeah.
So they came by yesterday, picked it up.
Wow. Actually, how does the space feel?
It feels really good. But I had to move that refrigerator because the stipulations were that it had to be in good working condition. So it had to be plugged in and running so they could
right.
decide.
So you had to follow the guidelines, right?
Yeah. And it's a three-prong unit, you know, the plug and all the outlets in this particular room.
Of course.
That are available only have two, so they're not grounded. And I'm like, so again, another late night, because I've been up watching TV and whatnot. So I'm like, all right, well, let me go ahead and I moved it. It wasn't, I cleaned everything. There was some stuff in there still, like some ice packs. I'm like, oh, let me get into these. And moved it. And because my aunt had asked about it. She's like, do I need to plug it in? Like, I said, I'll, you know, we'll do that later tonight because it doesn't need to be running all day. They just need to know that it's working. She was already asleep. I moved it. And she woke up. I remember she woke up the next morning and she said, oh, they already picked it up. I'm like, no, it just means that it's.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, my goodness. The unicorns came. Right.
The refrigerator fairies took it.
Right.
No. But, I said it's in the back room because there's space there. We have not really moved a lot of stuff into the back
room
yet, which is I'm kind of glad. But I can tell she's wanting, like, today we'll probably go out and do some shopping.
See, this is good.
For curtains and stuff like that. So,
this is occupational therapy for her.
Mm-hmm.
This is you being more comfortable in this space because all we know is right now. We can't, if we're thinking about anything, we're not here right now. So, we're going to think, you know, let's make sure we don't get hit by this car, et cetera, et cetera. We can think for practical purposes. But you don't have to overthink anymore.
Right. Right.
That's what the dream is about. Just goes back to the divided self because the self is not divided. That's just an illusion.
Well, let me say, because we do have a hand raised, and so
okay.
Lita, just hang tight. But part of what's connected to like my friend in the dream, not the person I was looking at, the guy who's a year older. He nowadays is a lawyer. He's an attorney. And yesterday was a day for dealing with attorneys in a way. I have a lot of tours coming up this Saturday, and one of them is with apparently he's an attorney, and we have a waiver that we have people sign. And he didn't like the wording. Of the waiver because he's a personal injury lawyer.
Of course, so he could sue you guys.
And he doesn't want to waive his rights. And so I'm like, I understand. I understood that. And so I said, all right, well, let me run it through with the founder who's the one, you know, when I was working.
Yeah, she put that into place. So that you're not
the
owner.
She put it into place.
Right.
I feel like, you know, I run that company, but.
Yeah, you run the company, but that's her.
Yeah.
That's her call.
So,
right.
So I said I would run it through, you know, say, let me find out. And she just said, you know, it's a standard waiver. A lot of companies that
you know
do what we do.
I'm curious what you're going to say about how if he's going along with it. But I would just be like, you don't like it, go with another wine tour company.
And that's there's a part of me that I understand because I was reading the waiver. I'm like, I guess you know you're right. You know,
but this isn't the ACLU.
Other...
Come on, I'm sorry.
Oh,
but you're trying to run your business.
And so I'm like, yeah, and I said as much. I said if I could find a win-win, I would do it. But I haven't found something that allows, you know, us to run our business.
You don't like it.
And so,
keep moving.
Yeah.
Nope.
So I have a feeling
it.
that's going to be the case where
you're better
I don't
off.
Feel,
you're,
yeah,
if,
I don't
if
feel
somebody
like
has
making
that litigious
an exemption.
Chip, if right, if somebody's wired with that litigious chip, God forbid something that you know you don't even notice whatever. That, you know, with his X-ray vision.
Right.
And I'm not
right.
saying that this person's going to, you know, sue you, whatever, but let him put that pressure on another business. And it's your business. It's your policy. And that's it. When I have to talk to a prospective client about taking on a project, you know, it's about our mutual terms. And I have one, you know, I'm a stickler where it comes to, is it a union project? What are the actors being paid? What contract are you using? And I said, I love your script, but this could be a deal breaker. If you're not paying them enough, and they're like, well, we're doing this, this, because they could find a loophole, I'm like, then I'm not your girl.
Mm-hmm.
That's
mm-hmm.
it. I'm not your girl.
And that was a feel, an overall feeling I got. On the other hand, now I am. I'm like, well, yeah. So, because I knew, to me, it's like, well, if something did happen and it was my fault as a driver, then, you know, I would want to know. What I was asking, not him, but I was asking my insurance company is, you know, what needs to be in place,
right?
If we are actually at fault, because
right,
I don't know. The whole premise
right.
is that we're the safe drivers, so
right.
usually, you know, stuff happens to us.
Right. Well, it provoked a question that you, as a somebody who's running a business, that you need to get the answer for.
Right.
So that
right.
was very purposeful.
Right. So yeah. So I mean, he proposed a different wording for his waiver, and
no.
I don't think I'm going to go for
no,
it.
No boo boo. No. No, go someplace else. It's not worth it.
So I'll
not
know,
worth
I'll
the business.
Refund
nope.
that. I'll refund that. And I'll shift some things around. It's not a problem.
No, go someplace
but,
else.
Yeah, you're right. I think with somebody with that, because I mean,
no,
I get
no,
because
they're wired for that. And
that's
and
how
then
we,
you,
yeah, that is totally
listen,
how it's wired. So
we're gonna take Lily to call in a second, but we talk law of attraction. The homeboys, mm-hmm. do you want homeboy to attract an accident?
Mm-hmm.
So we could just test out that. Well, let's just test out how good that you know waiver is that benefits him. And puts your
yeah.
company out of business. Let's not.
Right.
All right. Let's get Lolita before she goes.
All right. Hold on. Hey, girl.
Hi. Good morning.
Hi, darling.
Good morning.
What y'all doing?
You know what we're doing? We're doing this. How are you?
I know. Nothing. Just call and say hey.
Hi.
I was able to pick out a message.
Yes. Let me load them up. I'll tell you when they're. Okay, give me one second. How are you guys?
Good. Very good. Just staying present.
That's all we can do.
Yeah.
All right. I am ready. Lolita does not do the music, so you just say pick when spirit moves you. Literally.
Pick.
Okay. Interesting. No number.
Cool.
No number. A beautiful challenge is to create balance. Oh, there is a number. It was just called, went to the other page. Okay. so the number is 211. Okay. 211's the number. Okay. A beautiful challenge is to create balance between what's before you, what you can elevate, what you observe, and where you want to go in grace. I'll read it again. A beautiful challenge is to create balance between what's before you, what you can elevate, what you observe, and where you want to go in grace.
Mm.
And intuitively, I feel like that message really is making sense for whatever it is that is pressing on you.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. Good. So hopefully that helps. And then the number 211.
Well, you know, overall that energy is a 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's just put that out there right now. But look at what how that 4 is made up. So we know the 4 is about just staying very, very focused and being oriented towards getting everything in order, and making sure that you have some goals set out that make sense to you, that you know you're working towards, and you can see how it's going to support the bigger picture. But it's made up of the number 2. So we have this receptiveness, we have a cooperation, collaboration, And then we also have the one and then the one. So we have initiative and these ideas, and we also have the sense of self. So when you combine all of those, it is directed ultimately by you. You're not doing it alone. And the actually, it's showing balance just inherently in the way it looks. Two is generally about balance, but then you look at that one, it's like the 11, and that takes this edge off of the impulsivity of the one, that energy of just having to do it, but it's doing it smartly and knowing that you're not doing it alone, and as a result of your sense of collaboration and bringing people in and allowing for people to help support you instead of you having to do it all yourself, then that sets this foundation for the bigger picture. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a, yeah, I mean, it's a great message. And a very supportive, understandably enough, supportive set of numbers to help with that. I mean, that's exactly what that message is. It's talking about balance. It's talking about elevation.
Yep.
You know, grace. All these things, and it's very, these are not, you know, these are not like high level, high wavering esoteric numbers. It's like it's a one and a two. Very basic.
Right.
Very basic.
But look at what you can do. Mm-hmm. Look at what you can do. Look at what you can make. You don't have to get all fancy.
No, it makes sense. I mean, ever since I've been back from July, I've been doing a lot of prana healing every week. I've made it a goal, like every week I'm going to be working with somebody to work on a trigger. So this week I start with James throughout the end of the year, and I have been really, really feeling the difference and trying to really stay, not try, I am staying present with work. Mm-hmm. And it's about receiving that help. There was something that came up, not came up, but was told to just keep an open heart. I'm like, okay, well, all right, we'll keep it going. So it all kind of makes sense. I really didn't even have a question. I was just like wondering, but it's a perfect validation just to.
Well, it's atmospheric, you know, more than a particular
perfect
story, which makes perfect sense. So
yeah, absolutely.
Good. You sound great.
Yeah, just, today I didn't get up early. I just, this week I've been waking up whenever I want to. I don't know, alarm, no nothing. And
nice.
Today I got up at 4:30 this morning. Like, I had 8 hours of sleep and for 1 hour I'm watching TV. And then I'm like, I need to take my ass back to bed. So I literally just got up maybe like 20 minutes ago. Like, yeah.
Oh, my God. So you and Elisa are on the same. Same
yeah,
wavelength.
Like,
that's funny.
Yeah, so I was like, okay, we're gonna, you know,
well,
get up.
Since we have you, let me ask you a question, because things have been like, I don't really pay close attention to retrogrades because it's like, you know, it's all day every day. But did it just kick in?
It's on pre-shadow, so it's August 14th. So
what
actually,
does that mean? Pre-shadow,
meaning that they're giving you a little taste of it.
But it doesn't start till August 14th, typically?
No. We have a full moon, though, on the 7th. So you're going to feel something because we have a solar eclipse. So whatever you went through February, you're closing up that chapter. It's all the stuff.
Oh,
that
wait,
you
wait.
Need.
Say that again.
Mm.
That actually is very relevant. Say that again, please, about February.
August 7th full moon is actually a solar eclipse. So whatever happened in February is what closes now.
Oh, my God.
And the eclipses end after 6 months.
Elisa's laughing. Girl, that's good. Bring it.
Yeah, like I...
Bring it.
And
so, wow.
So people, honestly, I'm just sitting still. I need to pay attention. So it's like last year, if you guys recall, we had so many major eclipses from August on.
This right.
ain't no different. So it's about us closing the chapters from last year and February. So this is a good time to really get the nicks and crannies out, use the energy for it.
It's good. And it's good to do things like what Elisa was doing, you know, rearranging space. Like, I actually went to Home freaking Depot all by myself the other day, and I was very proud of myself. I changed the light bulb. I put a new thing in the bathroom. I'm like, yeah, I take out the garbage. Yes.
You celebrate that.
Doing it, yeah. And just moving through everything. So that is very, very encouraging. So this is like the shadow, pre-shadow. And then August 14th till when, allegedly?
I don't know. I'll just say the end of September.
Wait a minute. The middle of August to the end of September is this retrograde situation?
Yeah, it's always 6 weeks.
Oh, okay. Really, but you know what? It might as well be 365, so it's all good. Okay.
That's in your world, girl. You better go check your chart.
No, we got you.
No, you don't got me. I ain't no astrologer. I'm just a surface. I just listen.
And I actually have a friend of mine who's, but it's such a science, you know, like it's for this particular lifetime, it's a lot of detail. You know, I just rather talk to people that are smarter than myself and just break it down. What I need to know, okay, I'm good. It's almost like...
Yeah, you're like me. I do the same thing.
Yeah, let me just talk to people who know more than me. Yeah. And you just are such a wellspring of information, you know, Elisa with the numbers. I have a friend who's a shrink. I ask her, you know, she's a shrink and a marriage counselor. How handy is that? But she's my girl. I'm like, what does it mean when that? She's like, that. I'm like, oh my God, thank you. And I didn't have to pay you. I didn't have to pay you $250 like everybody else does. So thank you. Yeah. Thank you, girl. So yeah, you speak to those that. Yeah, that's what I say about filmmaking. Work with people that are smarter than you and take credit for it. And I tell them to their face, you know, I'm gonna steal that and take credit for it. Thank you. Yeah. So.
Oh yeah.
That's what it is.
Well, it's funny too because I've actually now gotten hooked on to Leo King, whatever. He's in Cal, but he is such a...
Who is he? Wait. She just throws these names like we know who they are. Who is this?
This guy called Leo King. I've been following him now for the last couple of months.
Okay, Leo. Why do you
King.
Like him? King, like I'm the Lion King. I'll get him.
He's
Lion
like
King.
You. He's like you in a male version. Funny as hell. Keeps it real. Curses on air. And he keeps my attention. Like, oh. Okay, it's cool. So he makes astrology fun.
Yeah.
And he's really well known. So I kind of listen to him.
Oh,
but, yeah. He's on YouTube. He's on Facebook.
Okay, I'm going to look
him up.
He
does his own shows.
Especially if you say he's a male version of me.
He was on TV. Yeah, well, he is. You both are healers in so many ways. You're comedian healers.
Jess.
You're good at what you do. He's good at what he do. Y'all are just wide open. No funnel.
No filter. Interesting. Yeah. Leo King. So let's check that out. So that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just wonderful to benefit from the expertise of others. And just you, culturally, we've learned so much about Hinduism from you. Like, I would have not known half the stuff that I know about. And I surprised my friends from India. They're like, how do you know that? I'm like, I know. I got people. I got people. I got friends. I got people. Yeah, so I love that. So just the diversity is so beautiful and so appreciated. So very, very
no problem.
Cool.
No problem.
Let me get the aluparata. All right.
I knew you'd do that.
Yeah, you know that's my go-to. Oh my God, I found this if you ever go to New York and we ever get to hang out, this amazing store in Little India. That's like it's like a department store for all things, all food and condiments that are Indian and Mediterranean. Oh my God, I lost my mind. Okay,
I came up with my next invention that's been on my mind for the last couple of years.
What?
My friends from work. I'm gonna have my own Indian version of Chipotle.
Now, thank goodness we're not like on satellite radio or whatever. You don't want somebody to be stealing that?
Yeah, no, they can't steal my cook. Ain't nobody stealing my recipes. I know what you're saying, though.
Yeah.
But you're right.
You know what's interesting, too? Because you're vegetarian, I believe, right?
Girl, I'll eat a cow in a minute.
Oh! Oh, Oh no, my other friends from India. I'm like, and that's all we're having? Okay, no, I'm just kidding. But
you can get full off vegetarian though.
Oh, let me tell you something. No, I actually went to my friend's grandmother who lives in India passed away, but they did like the services and stuff here in New York, and I didn't know that they were vegetarian. It didn't matter. That food was good.
Yeah.
I
tell people and say it's a mind thing, and meat doesn't make you full. It's about the seasonings that curb your appetite. People don't realize that.
Yeah, that's true. Anyway,
yeah.
That is a fabulous idea, and then you make everything like kind of portable or just custom. You customize like they do with the Chipotle. That is a very, very.
So you go in your line. It's like Subway. You go in line. You pick out your condiments. Your base meat.
It's like all the pokey stuff. Like that's huge here now. All the pokey. Is pokey big there?
What's that?
Oh my God! Okay,
no,
it's
not really. It is. I'm sure it is, but it's not really here.
It's really good. So pokey is, I believe, originates from Hawaii, and they have it every place there. But it's huge in California. It's getting very big in New York, where it's basically. Like what you're saying, like a Chipotle, what you're talking about, that you go on the line and you have your base, you have your this, you have your that, but it's a base of rice, a base of sushi grade fish, usually salmon or tuna, and then all these fresh ingredients. But basically, it's like a tuna based or fresh salmon based. Fresh salad, and it's amazing. It's amazing. It's delicious. I'm sure it's something that people are going to be with the franchises and stuff. There's all these franchise pokey places all over the place, so I'm sure it's coming to Atlanta. Or that it's there.
I mean, there are already restaurants, and it's not quite the hype. Maybe because I'm not in that really cool area of town, but
I'm sure it's in all the major cities. Of course, it has to be in Atlanta already. It's there. Yeah.
No, I remember passing by a restaurant that had that.
It's delicious.
I mean,
you would like it.
I'm sure I would.
it tastes so clean and so refreshing. Look, we went from pop music to food. Like this show, we just talk about whatever. But you know what's so cool? What's so cool is that. A friend of mine who knows me from my other life, she's so cool. Now, we didn't know that we kind of had like this spiritual aspects. We just always got along great and dealing with the way our professional lives would intertwine and overlap. But what I do have on my regular Lizard T's Macus Twitter, I do have in my bio, co-host of the Some of You show and the link. Because I just laughed at myself, like, who's going to even click on this? Nobody pays attention. Who cares? This is just, I'm just coming, I'm outing myself and without any fanfare because I knew that was going to be the case because nobody pays attention and it's all good. This is what I do and I'm very transparent about it now. So my one friend who's a publicist, months ago, she clicked on the link. She's like, oh my God, I love your show. So we have a fan, which is great. And what's good because she is a publisher. She's very specific where it comes to theater related projects, but she knows a lot. I said I'm not ready now because I have all these projects in my daily life that I have to close out. But when I'm able to focus on it, I really want to get your expertise on promoting the Some of You show. So we have somebody with publicity and social media expertise in the wings waiting to help us, which is great, who's a new fan. So shout out.
Cool.
If you're listening, Suzanne, girl, shout out.
Very nice.
Yeah, shout
Very
out.
Very nice.
Yeah. So she's all up in my life, which is great. Like, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
All up on all
sides.
Yeah.
Well, we do have another hand raised.
Well, let's
so
take
I
the call. So, Lalina, love you,
Thank
girl.
Thank you, guys.
Go
love
back
you too.
Love you.
Love you, girl. Love
Bye.
To Adam.
Bye.
All right.
We got it. Bye.
All right, Mama.
All right.
Good to talk to her. Okay, so in the last 10 minutes, let's take this call.
Area code 352. Good morning. You're on the air. Who's this?
Good morning. This is Cindy. Thank you for taking my call.
This is Cindy?
Yes.
We've spoken with you before, correct?
Yes, it's been a long time, but yes,
okay.
I have spoken with you.
Yes, I recall that. So just because it's been a while, Cindy, do me a favor, please just take a deep breath. Just asking permission to connect to your energy, please, just to reset.
Yes.
All right, what's on your mind today? What's going on?
I'm kind of at a crossroads and fixing to make a residential move that I have to make. I get very short notice. Mm-hmm. And I have probably three options in three different directions.
Okay, before you tell me and this isn't necessarily romantic. I don't think this is romantic, but there's a male influence or masculine energy, a male influence that is there's a little bit of it's not fear, but vulnerability is the right word. There's a vulnerability with a male influence let me just stick with that because that feels right. Is that making sense?
Well,
I didn't say romantic, so we don't have to go there.
Well, one of the options of that's on the table to move to does involve a male.
Okay, thank you. Let's talk about that. Is that the only one that involves a male?
Well, that's the only one as far as moving to. The reason I'm moving from the current location is I'm a tenant in a foreclosed home, but it did actually, there's also another situation where I have an ex that I've broke up with for over a year that
Thank
I have
you.
A restraining order against.
Thank
so
you.
There's, I'm not sure which one you were referring to.
What do you
to.
Think? Which one do you think, Ms. Thing? Come on. That's funny that you mentioned him second. Like, well, maybe it's not. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Because there's a vulnerability there. That's why I say that. But the thing is, I'm not getting a fear or a vulnerability because you've worked through you're past those stages. It's like that you've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
It's more like the wounds are in the healing process as opposed to feeling broken. But that's where the vulnerability is because there's a fragility. That's what I'm getting energetically. So, of course, moving into the situation, whatever the three situations would be, I believe because I picked up on a tenderness and a vulnerability, I believe the male influence. So that's actually part of the reason for or that's influencing the motivation to go, I would imagine. Yes?
Well, that was certainly one of the motivations to leave, but every place I found, fell apart at the last minute, so
yeah,
it wasn't the right place.
You're dismissing. Let me just say something, sweetheart Cindy. You're dismissing what you're needing. Every time I'm bringing something up, you're just going to, like, all the facts. Let's deal with the truth of what you need. You know what I mean? Like, you're just sort of brushing past talking about yourself, and you're going right into the circumstances. Are you not noticing that?
Well, I thought you were asking me what the reason was for leaving. So,
okay.
At least I'm going to let you jump in, girl.
Okay, I'm going to let you jump in.
I mean,
I'm kind of confused.
No, it's okay. She's going to clear it up.
No. Okay, because I think I would probably go back to let's go with what is it that you were needing, and then because I think what Liz picks up on is it's not necessarily just the words of your question, but the energy. So she wanted to move something along to find out what that was because we can't if you pick up on it you can't like ignore it, and so to try to get another follow up. I think you're in a particular track, so we're just trying to get you to look beyond and see what else is connected.
Yeah, because I didn't ask the reasons. I didn't ask the reasons. I was really addressing what you needed. I did not ask what the reasons were. So that's why I wanted to, because I think I said plenty. So out of respect, and I don't want to confuse you, I wanted to turn it over to Elisa. So the male influence is very, very strong. So you may want to look at the option, because I feel the energy with the male for the place, because you said there were three places.
Mm-hmm.
That energy is like the opposite I'm picking up from the energy that we're talking about that's very dense and toxic and very, you know, had been very
that's
harmful.
True.
Okay, good.
Yes.
So are you with me, my friend? You're with me? Let's go on the train together.
That energy in that direction is very opposite.
Girl, take my hand. We're taking you on the train. I got you. Okay, let's get on the train, Miss Thing. I got you. I'm giving you a hug. I got you. But I'm tough. I'm very tough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But mm-hmm. And I also teach professionally, not this stuff, but I'm known as a very tough teacher, but they come back for more. I have a following. Okay, so because it's out of love and out of knowing, my gift is that I see the gift and the strength in others. So I'm kind of smacking you around a little bit to show you your strength. Okay, and so that to gain trust within yourself so that you can trust me, right, with the energy that I'm picking up. That energy mm-hmm. is very, like you said, and you confirmed it, so thank you for that. Mm-hmm. It's very benign. So I would say, I don't know what the other choices are. I don't need to know. I just feel that energy that has that male influence, because we're talking bookends now, right, the alpha and the omega, is worth exploring.
Okay.
Okay, because you might be getting something that you, and your energy is already shifting. I can already feel it. Take a deep breath in through your nose.
Okay.
Out through your mouth. Now, we don't have to get into specifics, but that energy or that place that is dealing with that male influence that's much more positive and neutral, out of the three places, energetically, how does that place line up for you just in terms of, like, possibility? Like, how does it make you feel? You either feel good or you don't feel good, one or the other. How does it make you feel?
I feel good about it.
Good. Then it's worth exploring. Then I think, and for my way, for the little bit of time that we have on the air, I think I answered your question. And Elisa, if you want to just jump in.
Awesome, thank you.
Yes, my work is done.
<Thank you>.
you're already on track. I think a lot of it is, as she had mentioned, you know, really listening for a moment, like, you know, to receive the, well, not just the answer, but to receive what's being said, not only really from other people when you're asking a question, but really to pay attention to yourself and receive some of these instinctual answers, because, you know, it just took a moment to kind of sort through what was
exactly
being asked. But then you kind of already had your answer. When you were able to see what was available, you're like, oh, well, yeah, that energy, clearly, you know, that's what it's, but it's tied to something that, you know, you may not have thought about in that way. So you have that within you, the capacity to do that. Because, you know, when you first were on the air three different ways, and, you know, so you felt pulled, but now you get to look, it's almost like you get to look at these options,
right,
at least the three that you see.
Right.
And as Liz said, you know, take a breath.
Just take a breath, girl.
No one's pushing you to have to go anywhere just yet, but you just need to be able to see.
Right.
Instead of just being an overwhelm of the three choices, look
right
and see, because, you know, it is a choice. You know,
yeah.
Even if you don't want to look, it's still a choice.
Right. And there's a little PTSD going on, you know, and you're entitled to it. You know what I mean? That vulnerability. So
mm-hmm.
so you are human and vulnerable. So be good to yourself. Cut yourself a little bit of a break. There is a little PTSD with that, and that's okay.
Okay.
That's okay. You understand?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, because, you know, I'll leave you with this thought. It's like, I forgive myself and others for not understanding. I got this from a meditation. I forgive myself and others for making mistakes. I forgive myself and others for hurting them or myself. Okay? So replay the show and just make that your mantra. And call us back with an update, baby.
Cool. Thank you.
All right.
I will.
Oh, yeah, her energy, 180, yes. Okay.
Yeah, love that.
Love that. All right, darling. Have a great day. Call us back. So
all right,
you guys,
thank you.
Yes, love you, girl.
You're
so
welcome.
If you guys want to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And this particular show is scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Thank you for a wonderful show as always. And in the meantime, thank you, girl. Yes. Remember to follow
the feeling
to you. Have a wonderful day. Love you guys.
Love you.
Bye.